Are you curious about that one supplement that I take every single day? In fact, multiple times a day? Head on over to Organifi.com/Varga, use promo code Varga to save 20% off of your next order. Why I love Organifi is they are glyphosate-free, non-GMO, superfoods, and adaptogenic fruit juice blends. Superfoods are really important for your everyday metabolic processes, and adaptogens are really key to help you overcome stress in stressful situations. Stress is a sign of being alive, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just make sure we have adaptogens on board so we can cruise through that stress, overcome those obstacles with greater grace and ease. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast, and you're going to love Organifi. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's live masterclass all on dry skin, scalp, and hair. Let me know if any of you are struggling a little bit with some dry skin this winter season, dry, flaky scalp, and also dry hair. Hello, Emily, Jennifer, Tamara, Teresa, Arlene, and iPhone 8. Great to connect with you. And let me know what your dry skin and scalp and hair questions are. I have a number of things prepared that I want to cover to help you overcome these things, because these are very common things, especially this time of year when we are indoors a little bit more and there's more indoor heating and it's quite a bit drier. Oh my gosh, this dry skin situation this year, it really impacted me going from South Florida to see family over the holidays in the Pacific Northwest. I thought it was humid here actually on Vancouver Island, but it is not. It is very dry compared to the humid South. So for those of you who are living in drier climates, and for those of you who are also living at altitude, you are at a little bit of a disadvantage from the slowing skin aging perspective. I spent a month at altitude and I was really surprised to see what happened to the skin on my body. All I wanted to do was exfoliate twice a day to get this dead skin and shedding off. Because when we have an accumulation of dead skin, we're not exfoliating enough. Guess what happens? Our skin feels dry like sandpaper, and we get lizard skin on our lower legs and our ankles, and it's not a good look. Let me know if you feel like you have some lizard skin right now on your lower legs and ankles. We have Arlene nodding in the background. Yes. Teresa says, yes, there's some new names here that I haven't quite yet have the pleasure of a meeting. I warmly invite you to book a one-on-one with me. And also, we're going to be talking about scalp care and hair care. I'm actually doing a hair growth tutorial this Saturday in just a couple of days in my live tutorials, where you actually see me apply hair growth stimulating products, also a hair tutorial, how to round brush your hair, style it, all that fun stuff. So that you can too. Teresa says, yes, lizard legs. Emily also has lizard legs. Yeah, this is the thing this time of year, which is why I thought it would be very suitable to do this masterclass on this topic. So please keep the questions coming. One of the benefits of you tuning in live and me taking the time to show up live with you all is to engage with you all and answer the questions that you have. It's kind of like office hours, if you will, for free when you attend live. Tamara says, is if skin is somewhat dry, do you recommend not using the peel? Great question, Tamara. Tamara is a longtime client and also a skin tutorial alumni, and you're definitely ready for the membership. I love to recommend exfoliating and using your peels and using your masks and even dermal rolling when the climate is a little bit drier and when you're feeling like your skin is dry. This is actually when I want you to really kick things up a little bit. When the skin feels great, that's also a time to kick things up a little bit, or it's a time to just carry on as usual with the basic routine. And as I said that last statement, I saw a couple snowflakes falling here. And actually, I was at the beach earlier today admiring the beautiful nature and storm that was happening. I was on the coast. There were these massive crashing waves. So I had the wind on my skin. I had the sunshine on my skin, and it was really, really cold. So can you guess what I'm about to do tonight before I go to bed? I'm going to be doing a double cleanse. I'm going to be using my micro polish scrub, which you can get on my skin shop. And then I'm also going to follow that up with the complexion renewal pads, which are these really great scrubby pads, the complexion renewal pads. You can find that on my skin shop at alwaysradiantskinshop.com, or just go to my main website, theschoolofradiance.com. And Arlene, I see you taking some notes there. So I'll repeat this. This is the micro polish scrub. I love to recommend that you use that scrub 2 to 5 times a week in the bath or the shower, and it uses magnesium spheres to debride the skin of dead dry skin, right? The superficial layer of the skin, the very top layers, is the stratum corneum. It's like stacked cornflakes, if you will. And what happens in those cornflakes, hopefully I'm not doing a trademark infringement here. So what happens with those cornflakes is we get dirt, debris, heavy metals in the air, pollution in the air, which is also heavy metals, mold, and, you know, anything else that's flying around in there. Then what happens, or, you know, worse yet, if you touch your face or pick acne scars or acne itself or little bumps that come up, even actinic keratosis, which can happen for those of you who are, you know, 60 and up, these red flaky areas that come and go, these sometimes are precancerous lesions that you do need to get looked at. But I did want to actually mention, if you have dry skin and if you have a dry scalp, do not pick. Do not pick. This is when you want to cleanse, and then this is also when you want to exfoliate and really, really hydrate the skin. So what am I going to do tonight? Because I had some beautiful time outside, all the elements on my face, I definitely felt it. It was actually so cold here, minus 20 with wind chill, if you're Canadian, which I know some of you are here. That's pretty cold. That's like you could get frostbite and mild hypothermia. I've had mild hypothermia on my cold plunge days many times. Hi, Amy. Great to have you here. There's definitely some new names that I haven't yet connected with. Hi, Christine. Lovely to see you. So after exfoliating, I'm going to follow that up with then the Bright and Clear solution. So the Bright and Clear solution comes in a really big bottle. And what I love about this is you use it like a toner after cleansing and exfoliating. And it contains lactic acid and other brightening agents. So the Bright and Clear solution, I just had a gift with purchase for this. I think there actually still is some available. So if you would like to take part in that gift with purchase, you can find that information in my previous newsletters. So open those newsletters because I usually have some special gifts for you. I think the code was brightening, GWP, which gets you the Bright and Clear solution as a gift with purchase on an order over 300. Now, some of the products that I work with are practitioner grade products, meaning you need to have a consultation with me in order to access them. So you will see an update on my website that requires you to log in to access the Illumier products, which is a practitioner grade skincare line. You have to have a consultation with me before ordering those products. So that is the caveat with the gift with purchase of the Bright and Clear solution. But that thing is incredible. On the face, the neck, the chest, the snow is coming down. It's really pretty. And also on the body. Yes, I love this product on the body, and it's such a big bottle of it as well. It's going to last you forever. Again, it exfoliates and it hydrates and it brightens. So it's not just for the face. It's for the neck, the chest, the arms, the legs, the abdomen, the hands. And my dear mother, I gifted her a bottle with her gift with purchase. I just gifted it to her. You can also gift to someone else the gift with purchase items that I offer sometimes. And she actually was really impressed with that product. She felt like her skin looked brighter and just a little bit more glassy and more evenly toned in just 3 days. So again, using agents like lactic acid with different moisturizers, lactic acid exfoliates, it also helps to brighten the face and the body, is such a great tip for addressing dry skin in the winter months. Okay, so I wanted to mention that. So we have indoor heating working against us in the fall winter months. And this is also really why I teach my skin tutorials in a seasonally specific way. And they are always live, kind of like this, except I'm, you know, doing fun things with a bunch of products. And you get to actually see behind the scenes how I use products. But they're always live and you can ask your questions a lot like this too. Also, if you're at elevation, you have that going against you also. So you really need to kick up your exfoliation and your hydration. And also if you are traveling, for those of you who have, say, you can recall a time where you traveled, you got off a plane and you're like, why does my skin not feel so good? So when you go to elevation, you know, 40,000 feet, and then you come back down and then you are in a different climate, that in and of itself is really tricky to navigate. So now through this session here together, you have the know-how on what to do to support your skin during either seasonal changes, elevation, and travel. Exfoliate, 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 but do not use a scrub that I haven't recommended, because a lot of scrubs that say use salt or seed hulls or anything like that, they can really scratch and tear at the body and the skin itself. However, if you are in a pinch and you are at elevation, here's what I want you to do. Get some really good, clean, organic avocado oil and some Epsom salts. I am a massive fan of bathing in 2 cups of Epsom salts. Hear me out here. 1 cup of borax, which is a straight up detergent, great for cleaning your home. And then 1 cup of baking soda. And that bath recipe, I personally love for keeping calluses on my feet at bay. And I actually just find it makes my skin feel really good. But if you want to do some type of body scrub on your arms or your legs, and I was really struggling when I spent a month at altitude in the desert last late summer, I had to do something. So actually I did that. I did a little bit of avocado oil in my hands, a little bit of Epsom salts, and I just went over my body with that. You cannot do that on your face though. Epsom salts will be far too aggressive. So you do want to use a facial specific product. So exfoliate, exfoliate, exfoliate. Then for your face, neck, chest, hands, you definitely need to moisturize. So my top moisturizer picks at this time on my Skin Shop are Shield Moisturizer. That one's on back order until sometime this month. Very popular product, great for post-procedure. Then there's also the Recovery Balm. The Recovery Balm is great for post-dermal rolling, post-laser, post-peels, but also if you need that extra hydration. The Recovery Balm is actually one of my dear mother's favorites as well. And then we have also the Hydra Rich. And Hydra Rich actually just recently put their products in a new type of bottle, which is fantastic. Really great. There's antioxidants, there's peptides in that, there's moisturizing agents. And then we also have the 555 cream, and I have fresh 555 cream that was just made. It should be already available now. And then the K Derma. So I'll repeat those, and just depending on what's available and price point, ingredients list that appeals to you, the Shield, the Recovery Balm, the Hydra Rich, 555, or the K-Derma, all on my Skin Shop are fantastic products for hydrating really dry skin, especially in the drier months. And then any of the products that have the word youth in them are also excellent for dry skin, that's also mature skin. So we're thinking 50, 60 and up, okay? Those are the youth products. So the Youth Eye Complex, the Youth Serum, the Youth Moisturizer. You pay for what you get with that one. With moisturizers that I carry, the more expensive they are, the more antioxidants and peptides there are. And we just had a question about serums, which is great. And so moisturizer is super key. There's also the Revival Mask. Now, if you haven't yet incorporated the Revival Mask into your routine, I love the Revival Mask. You can actually sleep in that overnight. So cleanse your skin, do a scrub, micro polish or microderm scrub that I offer on my Skin Shop. Those are both great. Then put the Revival Mask on, then follow that up with one of the eye creams that I've suggested or that you can find on my shop, and then your preferred moisturizer straight over top. So you'll put that mask on, and then after about 5 minutes, put your eye cream, put your moisturizer on, and sleep in it. You could also use that revival mask after dermal rolling. And when I got off my flight from Florida back to Vancouver Island, first thing I did was actually dermal roll, because I looked at my skin. I said, this isn't right. What's going on here? This is not how my skin usually looks at all. The humidity is really good for your skin, I find. So what did I do? I did my dermal rolling. Okay. Then also, what did I do? I booked myself a hydrofacial because I thought that I forgot to pack one of my peels, but I didn't. And the peel that I was referring to is the AFA gel peel. This peel is a fruit acid peel. It's super clean. It has 5 ingredients, and there's a max peel. And by the way, in my tutorials, I have an entire hour lesson on helping you organize and navigate utilizing antioxidant serums, retinols, and peels. Knowing how to use those products appropriately and effectively is something that's specifically covered in my tutorials. This is called skin cycling. One of my dear clients said, have you heard of this term called skin cycling? I was like, I have not, but that makes complete sense. Cycling between your basic routine of cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, and then exfoliating 2 to 5 times a week with your retinols, antioxidant serums, dermal rolling, and also your peels. So I love the idea of, if your skin is dry, doing your dermal rolling, using the right serums with it, doing an at-home peel once or twice a week, maybe sleeping in that revival mask, and maybe even booking yourself a hydrofacial. So depending on where you live, I love to look for clinics that have really good technology, whether they're facials, whether they're lasers for pigmentation, or lasers for more collagen and elastin. This is part of my one-on-one service, is actually look for clinics near you and then give you direction on what to do and what to avoid, which is worth its weight in gold, because if you're not privy to the industry, figuring out which products and which rejuvenation options can be most helpful for what you're dealing with, whether that's dry skin, red skin, hyperpigmentation, you're feeling like accelerated aging, loss of elastin and collagen, sagging to the jawline, eyelids. There's lots of different options for different things. So depending on what you're specifically experiencing, then I'm going to have different recommendations for you. And so that's what I wanted to cover about the face. So also, we're going to talk about the scalp and hair in just a second. So the thing about stress is that I'm sorry to mention that word, and now you're all stressed out and triggered. My apologies. But hear me out. Stress is a root cause of many different diseases. This is very well known. I'm sure you're, nodding along. Yeah, I've heard that one, right? Stress is a contributing factor to cancer and all sorts of things. It absolutely is. Because when you're stressed out, you're likely actually not going to make good decisions. So from food, from exercise, to your thoughts, maybe you have some negative thought patterns. Maybe you might be doing things that aren't the best for you, which could be including also picking at your skin, picking at breakouts, and also picking at your scalp. So if you are noticing some stress picking or even biting your nails is really bad for you for introducing bacteria and parasites into your GI tract, which is bad. If you are biting your nails, picking breakouts, or scratching at your scalp, you have some things to address, not just in the physical, but also from the emotional, spiritual, energetic side of things too. So just give yourself a bit of grace to notice if you're experiencing that, because dryness can lead to this, and being stressed out and also having elevated cortisol in your body is not good. And one of the things I want to mention here, if you're looking for a really quick way to pull yourself out of a bit of a funk and you're feeling stressed out, this is legitimately going to sound like the easiest, most simplest thing that you can do. But this is something that I love to do. If I'm feeling a little bit like, oh, my nervous system is a little bit kind of off right now, I'm a little bit extra stressed out than I usually am, can you guess what I would do if I was in that state? Just guess. If you've been following me for a long time, what do you think that I do to pull myself out of a state where I'm feeling a little bit more stressed out than I would like to be? Any guesses? What am I a massive proponent of? Oh, perfect. So we got iPhone 8 here. Love it. Great name, by the way. I'm sure you actually have a real name. Go outside barefoot and ground. iPhone 8, let me know what your real name is. Yes, you're absolutely right. Go outside barefoot and ground. Ding, ding, ding. You get a prize. iPhone 8, be sure to send me an email, info@theschoolofradiance.com. You get a prize. Yes, absolutely. So why is going barefoot outside so important? And when it's minus 20 out, it's not fun to do. I'm just going to put that out there. But even just for a few minutes, this really helps with your body's electromagnetics. When we're inside too much, our bodies get too positive and the earth emits these negative ions. So you might think, oh, you know, we're getting positive inside. That's a good thing. It is not a good thing. It is all about balance. So when we are outside barefoot on the earth, rocks, earth, the beach, whatever, you're getting negative ions from the earth, which helps to stabilize your electromagnetics, which then has profound downstream effects on peptide formation, hormone formation, and everything else in your body gets mediated by these things called ions, positive ions, negative ions, right? And we can actually see this. Okay, iPhone 8 is Susan. Hello, Susan. Lovely to connect with you here. Susan, which Susan are you? I know many beautiful Susans. What's funny is I work with a lot of Susans and I also work with a lot of Karens. And I actually love to study names of people. It's really, really interesting. There's a whole thing with that. So anyways, I digress. So going barefoot, really important. It's a free thing that you can do. If you would like a option so that you don't have to go barefoot outside because it's really cold, it's colder than minus 20, you got a couple of feet of snow, what are you going to do? That's when you can use a little bit of biohacking and getting yourself a PEMF mat. Personally, I really like the higher dose PEMF mat. If you go to theschoolofradiance.com and go to my biohacking page, scroll down a little bit, you're going to see higher dose. Now that is not, you know, drugs or anything like that. Get your mind out of the gutter, everybody. Higher Dose is a company that makes some really great solo sauna products and also some PEMF mat grounding technology. If I go on that PEMF mat for just a couple minutes, I feel like my system regulates very quickly. It's really cool. Emily, good. I'm glad I got a LOL laugh out of you. I wonder how they came up with that name. It's a really interesting name, actually. Okay, so we have a question, Susan. Yes, I know who this is. A question about the lips. Dry lip skin. See, here you go. Ask and you shall receive. That's how this stuff works. If you don't ask, you're not going to get the answers, right? Same with manifesting the life of your dreams. Health, wealth, prosperity, love, all of these things. You have to get very clear on what you desire and then take the appropriate actions to get there. So we have iPhone 8, which we now know is Susan. Dry lips. What do we do? I want you to exfoliate. I would like you to use your micro polish scrub as well as the complexion renewal pads on your lips itself. When you're doing your skincare, I would also like you to apply your eye cream, obviously to your eyes, but also put a little bit leftover eye cream on your lips because eye cream is a little bit different than your facial cream. So I put a little bit of extra eye cream on my lips. And then with my facial moisturizer, I put a little extra on my lips as well and obviously on my hands. So I'm using my anti-aging products on my lips, on my hands before going to bed to the effect where I'm well exfoliated, I'm well hydrated, I don't need to use an additional lip balm or an additional hand cream. Okay, so just something to consider if you do find before going to bed, you're reaching for a lip balm, you're reaching for a hand cream. I actually want you to use your anti-aging products on your lips and on your hands so that those areas are getting the benefits while you're sleeping. Hello, Teresa. Any skin serum suggestions for this time of year? Any homemade mask suggestions for my dry skin? Okay, well, here we go. For homemade mask suggestions, you know, I see all sorts of things, right? When I was about 13 years old, my dear grandmother, bless her heart, oh my gosh, what a saint. Definitely prayer warrior. Right? It was Winnie. Beautiful, lovely woman. She got me this natural skin beauty cookbook, if you will. And even at that age, I was like, this stuff is nonsense. I tried a couple of recipes. I'm like, this is, I mean, I don't really feel like putting egg yolks and banana on my hair, on my body, or mayonnaise or anything like that. I mean, then I'll just kind of smell like cooking or something like that. So when it comes to homemade mask suggestions for dry skin, the only thing that I'm going to say homemade for the body is going to be the avocado oil and the Epsom salt situation. I wouldn't really do anything else. When it comes to skin serum suggestions, I have incredible serum suggestions. I'm just keeping an eye on time because I'd also like to talk about the scalp and dry hair. Let me know if you're excited to learn about scalp and dry hair tips too. Anti-aging serums do two things. The first thing that they do is they help to increase your skin's protection against the elements. Hello, the sun, the wind, the salt spray, the cold that I experienced today. And also, they help to add hydration. So they're protective from because they're antioxidants. Antioxidants gobble up free radicals. If you're wearing sunscreen, you still want to wear antioxidants in your moisturizer. You still want to wear a separate antioxidant serum as well to gobble up the free radicals that slip through your sunscreen because the sunscreen is a screen. It's not a block. There's no such thing as sunblock. You know, get intelligent with your marketing situation. Become a more conscious consumer. So when you're wearing sunscreen, rays are still going to slip through. Blue light's still going to slip through. So you have your moisturizer and then you also have your antioxidant serum. Your antioxidant serum here, if you're watching this on video, this is helpful. It's going to gobble up the free radicals that get formed from the blue light, the UV light impacting the skin. That's how antioxidants work. That's why it's great to have them and take them internally as well. I love the Immune Active that I have on my Skin Shop. That's the Immune Active. Love, love, love that. Because in one product, in the Immune Active, you get NAC, quercetin, green tea, zinc, and vitamin C. I've never come across another product that has all of those powerhouses. If you've ever heard of the FLCCC protocols, I'm a big fan. I've been following that for many years myself too. If you know what those protocols are, you know. And it's very tricky to get all those products, but you know, it's expensive, as many bottles. And with this, you just get them all in one, which is great. So with antioxidant serums, I love to recommend taking antioxidants internally to reduce oxidative stress in general, and then applying an antioxidant serum to protect your skin against the light outside, as well as blue light inside, and also to increase your skin hydration. I have a few favorite picks for dry skin antioxidant serums, and that's the C&E peptide. Again, that's a Lumiere. You're going to have to log in and be a client to get that product. There's also the Pro Heal serum, which is specifically for red skin. And there's also the Super Serum. Now, what you're looking for in a serum are things like vitamin C, vitamin E, hyaluronic acid, different mushroom extracts. So those are going to be my top antioxidant serum picks. Now, other serums that I also love to use are things like copper peptide for pigmentation. However, I recommend that you reserve your copper peptide and your soluble C serums for your dermal rolling. I want you to reserve those ones for dermal rolling because they're super clean. They're free of emulsifiers and preservatives. They're great to apply after you've washed your face, you've done your dermal rolling, you apply your copper peptide, soluble C, and intense corrective vitamin serum, which is your retinol here. I like you to reserve those three dermal rolling serums, copper peptide, soluble C, intense corrective serum, for your dermal rolling. Daytime, I would love for you to instead use your cleanser, apply your eye cream, maybe apply a little bit of neck cream if you feel like you need to, but definitely eye cream, antioxidant serum, moisturizer, sunscreen. That's how you incorporate an antioxidant serum. It's going to boost your hydration and boost your protection against free radical damage from sunlight, but also lights inside. So yes, absolutely. Oh, also the Bright and Clear solution. So cleanse, Bright and Clear solution, eye cream, antioxidant serum, moisturizer, sunscreen. That might sound like a lot. However, when you're already used to your basic protocol, cleanse, eye cream, moisturizer, sunscreen, makeup, what's adding the Bright and Clear solution to get you the results for more bright, glassy skin right after cleansing? After your eye cream, how difficult is it to add a little squirt of antioxidant serum into your palms, apply that, then your moisturizer and sunscreen? So it depends what you're wanting to address. So if you're wanting to address dry skin, especially this season, then I definitely would add the Bright and Clear solution and an antioxidant serum alongside your basic skincare protocol. I'm so glad that someone asked about serums because I was planning on covering it anyways. This is great. Okay. Question from Emily. What is the ingredients and measurements again? Oh, you're talking about my favorite detox bath. Okay. I was kind of curious what that was. So fill up your tub, 2 cups of Epsom salts, 1 cup of borax, and 1 cup of baking soda. It's so cheap. Never buy a bath salt again because you should be, you know, using baking soda and borax around the house anyways for cleaning. And then Epsom salts bathe in that stuff. I kid you not, I haven't had to have a pedicure in years because I don't have calluses forming because, oh, I love your face, Arlene. Arlene's face went like this. Her eyebrows went way up and her face went, what? Yes, absolutely. I know. I have not had a pedicure in years. I know that might sound disgusting, but I can see my feet right now and they are very clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness, in case you haven't heard me say that one before. And what I find is that this bath, something about it with the Epsom salt, borax, and baking soda, you know, this is, of course, not medical advice. It's educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. I'm sure your doctor isn't going to tell you to do a detox bath. Just kind of funny. But this is something I do all the time. It keeps my skin super smooth, super soft. And, you know, when you are trimming your nails and things like that, I really want you to make sure that you're keeping underneath your nail beds on your hands, on your feet, super clean, and you don't have visible dirt underneath there. If you are wearing polish on your nails, I can't stand wearing nail polish. If you are wearing polish on your nails, especially on your toes, you're not going to see if you have, you know, a couple of millimeters or a quarter inch of dirt under your nails. And what happens, I think, is when that dirt accumulates under the nails, it actually gets introduced into the nail bed blood flow. So we know up close under the microscope, we've seen parasites under nails with dirt and grime in nails. We don't want to get these, you know, funky fungal infections on our toenails as we age. So do keep things very clean. Susan, I know, I'm so happy you know me well that you called that going barefoot outside and grounding. And Emily, I'm really glad that that made you laugh. She said, LOL. Oh, Teresa also went LOL. Arlene, I have a grounding mat, plugs into the ground in the plug. Perfect. Okay. I just want to clarify something here with grounding mat, bed sheet, and also EMF blocking technology fabric. Do not plug that technology, that fabric from the grounding port, the cable, to the grounding outlet in the plug. Okay. The grounding part in the outlet is the circle part. Okay. What you can do is go to your favorite Home Depot and whatever hardware store and actually get a grounding meter. You have to check the outlets before you plug something into that and then you lie on it. That being said, personally, when I've used different grounding technology, the PEMF mat is different. That's emitting a frequency. But I think the question here from Arlene, if it isn't a grounding mat and it's, say, a bed sheet with different silver threads in it, you really don't want to be plugging that into the round outlet in the wall because of the fluctuations in the power grid and circuitry of your home. That's going to fluctuate. So when I actually was testing and trialing different EMF clothing solutions, things like that, different grounding sheets, that's what it says to do. And I even tested the outlet with a grounding meter, but I didn't feel good and my sleep was terrible. So what I thought about then was, okay, there must be some type of fluctuation in the power grid that's coming to the home. So what can you do instead? Take that same cable and attach a spike to it, or you can get that from the creator of the technology you're using, and actually drive that spike outside through a window a couple feet from your house, away from any buried underground wires, okay? So I just wanted to clarify that. Arlene, was it a PEMF mat? Give me a thumbs up. Or was it a grounding sheet? Give me a thumbs down. Which one was it? Okay, grounding sheet. Yeah, good. So thumbs down to that one. PEMF mat, thumbs up for that one. See what I did there? So I really, Arlene, would prefer that you take that cord and run it outside and bury it, so that you don't potentially get interfered with any fluctuations in the circuitry. Arlene says, interesting, thanks. You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. But I mean, I'm super sensitive to this stuff. Research shows in my research paper on oxidative stress status and its impacts on skin aging. I'm not just a, you know, total beauty nerd here. I'm a legit published multiple time researcher. I have to, you know, quantify and substantiate these ideas that I have. Let's just say that. So when it comes to being electromagnetically hypersensitive, which there's a website, probably heard of it, it rhymes with SMOO or SLU, right? It's three letters. You fill in the blank. I went on their website, I think it was 2016, 2017. I was really curious about information on electromagnetic frequencies. Now, this 2016, 2017, this 3-letter word, WHO website, back then said that 15% of the North American population was actually hypersensitive to electromagnetics. 15%. 2016, 2017. That was, I think, when we were still using 2G. Now we're on 3G, 4G, 5G. Who knows what's next, right? So just think about that for a second, what that number actually must be right now. Now, what I also found in my research, and I to this day cannot find that page anymore. They probably got rid of it. They're like, oh my gosh, people cannot know this. Now what we know is when someone's oxidative stress status is elevated, it also puts them in the category of becoming electromagnetically hypersensitive. Isn't that interesting? So the higher your oxidative stress status is, the more susceptible you are if you're clear and sensitive enough to yourself to notice when things are a little bit off, when you're a little bit more anxious than you should be, when you're a little bit nervous, when you're a little bit jittery, when you're not in beautiful, positive emotional states, you're a little bit stressed out. Could be due to electronics, could be due to your body not being balanced. Dry skin, also a contributor to that too, and also dry scalp and dry hair. Here we go. If you have a dry, irritated scalp, guess what can happen? If your scalp is dry and irritated, guess what can happen? With the skin, when it's left dry and irritated for too long, you experience accelerated aging. What can happen to the scalp that has become so prevalent in numbers that it's one of the number one search things online in regards to aesthetics and our physicality? where does the hair come from? Come on, you guys. Get a little bit more active here. Emily, ding, ding, ding. You got it. iPhone 8 Susan, you got it. Hair loss. It took you a second. I'm just making sure you're still awake here. So when we have dry scalp prolonged, we can absolutely experience hair loss. When we have dry skin prolonged, we absolutely can experience accelerated aging. That's why cleanliness is next to godliness, right? Keep hearing me say this like a broken record. Exfoliate and cleanse not only your face, but also your scalp. Now, about 2 years ago, when I started to learn about these things called parasites that impact 80% of you listening here, do not think for a second that you're too good for parasites and that it only occurs in third world. If you have a furry loved one, like a dog or a cat, I love all you empaths out there and how much you love animals. You've probably dewormed your animal, but you forgot to deworm yourself. Just let that sink in for a second. So when you dewormed your loved one, you know, you killed off some parasites, probably saw it in their poop, but you forgot to deworm yourself. So those lovely parasites have just been living their best life inside you, getting bigger and longer and laying babies. I know, it's disgusting. You literally probably have thousands of parasite eggs in your gut right now. 80% of you listening. I did. I wasn't too good or too proud to have parasites. This is a huge thing here for dry skin and dry scalp and also hair loss. iPhone 8, sorry, such a kick out of that. Susan, I just can't accept this. Ha ha ha. I know, right? I mean, I'm a traditionally trained nurse. In my education, we had one page on parasites and it only happened in third world countries. Well, guess what? We have airplanes. So, highly doubt. It is just a tropical disease. Emily says that makes so much sense. Yeah. So the hair loss situation is key. So a number of years ago, I started to do cleansing, reducing oxidative stress, all these things. And in the process of that, I noticed my hair came back fuller and healthier and my nails grew like weeds, which is very annoying because I played the guitar. And if you know anything about playing the guitar, you cannot have nails. So I have to trim my nails nonstop. And you can really tell how healthy you are on the inside by how your skin and your scalp and your nails are, okay? You will visibly see shifts like dryness, irritation, ridges on your nails, things like that. If you've been slacking off and you've been living a little too much in moderation, I mean, hello, the holidays. So a little too much sugar. I was official cookie taste tester this season. I did a great job, by the way, in case you're wondering. I'm a very good cookie taste tester. So we have sugar, we have dairy, we have gluten, we have alcohol, and we got the stress of the holidays too. I actually didn't do any Christmas shopping this year. I got really creative this year. I couldn't deal with that. So what happens is we fall off the bandwagon a little bit. We have some social events. We want to live a little, live in moderation. It's all about living in moderation, and living really good 99% of the time. 99.99% of the time, live really well. Keep that oxidative stress status lowered. Don't drink tap water. If you're at a restaurant, forget it. Order a Pellegrino. Do not drink tap water. For your food, do the Viome gut test on my biohacking page so that you're eating the right foods for you. Reduce your alcohol content. If I do have alcohol, it's going to be Guinness, champagne, or 100% agave tequila. That's it. And it's very low amounts. However, when I am the official cookie taste tester, which is a self-designated designation, I must add, I really noticed that, boy, did I have pain in my body for like a week, January 1st. What did I do? I did a 4-day fast. I kid you not. I did every day 20 hours of fasting. And I had to because my body was just hurting so much. So what's really good about these things is contrast. When you're doing really good things with your skincare, when you are reducing oxidative stress by reducing exposure to toxins in your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and you're clearing out those parasites, all of these things are going to contribute to your skin looking better, being less dry, having more hair, right? If you're struggling with hair loss, do you think that it's going to be use this product and your hair will grow back. When there's something really important happening under the surface from an oxidative stress status position, or also from a parasite position, do you think that taking this hair, skin, and nail gummy or using, you know, this one particular product is going to make a difference? No, I don't think so anyways, because your body is still constantly managing that overwhelm of oxidative stress. So that's why just live your best life as much as you possibly can. However, still live a little, still live in moderation. Take such good care of yourself that you can live in moderation. But if you live the good life for a little bit too long, then it's going to catch up with you. Burning the candle at both ends is a great analogy of that too. Susan, iPhone 8, yes, this is something to accept. The parasite situation is a real parasite. When you start to clear them, that's a whole other psychological situation that clears up, that happens. And then you're like, wow, I'm really glad I did this cleanse. And then you feel, you notice how great your skin looks, your hair looks, how your body composition changes, how your mind feels so much better too. You become more intuitive. You can, you know, really look at things from a more, my whole psychology, my psychological wellness significantly shifted after I cleared parasites from my central nervous system. How did I know I was clearing them from my central nervous system? I had flashing in my visual field. Yeah, super interesting stuff. So get over yourself. You probably have them. Do something about it. Emily, that's a good problem to have. Are you referring to the cookie taste tester situation? I did a really good job. I did a really good job at taste testing all those cookies. Arlene, I'm going to borrow that taste tester title. Yeah, that's a good one. That's actually a really good tongue twister too. Cookie taste tester title. It's cute. Emily, me too. I love you guys. You guys are so sweet. Emily, yes, my nails are growing too fast. This is a serious first world problem to have. This is a serious beauty problem to have. Quick little tip here. How do I take care of my nails? I use a nail clipper. I used to use cuticle trimmers. I used to use files. And I simply use a nail clipper and just regularly go through the edges and the top. I actually talk a little bit more about grooming in my membership. And why this is a whole other topic is because some of you may or may not know this, but I used to do some modeling back in my day and actually was invited to walk runway again at the same event at the end of the month. So, you know, that really pumped my ego up a little bit, especially after being such a great cookie taste tester. But I decided not to walk runway again this year. Now, for various reasons, it was just going to take a little bit too much time, travel, things like that. Just don't feel like it's a good use of my time right now. But it was quite a compliment. Anyways, I am used to getting my hair, skin, and nails and body composition to the point that I'm ready to walk runway, that I'm ready to do a photo shoot, that I'm ready to go on stage. And there's a little bit more grooming that goes on behind the scenes when you do a lot of these things. So it's a little bit more like membership information. But yes, the nails growing too fast is a big problem. Okay, so for the hair growth situation, we are running short on time here. I do recommend that if you're looking for information on actually how to support hair growth, you absolutely are going to need to join my tutorial now. So head on over to theschoolofradiance.com, join my tutorials where you will actually see me apply hair growth stimulating products. But to summarize how I recommend caring for your scalp, this is a great question that I had actually from Cheryl and for her daughter, Claire. I love working with mothers and daughters. It's fantastic. And also for those of you who are in my membership and tutorials, I know who are the keeners by either they're showing up live to the calls or I can see on my back end how many of the lessons you've watched. And so that's always fun to be like, okay, yeah, I can tell they're doing what they need to be doing, which is great. So when it comes to the hair, double cleanse in the PM with your skincare is a really good idea. So cleansing the day off, first cleanse is actually washing stuff off the skin. Second cleanse is actually washing your skin. So double cleanse for the skin in the PM, kind of like for the scalp, right? If you are anything like me and you have really thick fine, coarse, curly hair. The thicker your hair is, which is a really great problem to have, I recognize that, the more you're going to have to shampoo so that you get your scalp really clean. So I'm a huge fan of the once a week scalp shampoo, the deep root cleansing shampoo. Again, deep root cleansing shampoo. You use the shampoo every time you wash your hair and you start with that. And I recommend doing one or two of those root cleansing shampoos back to back. Okay. Give your scalp really good exfoliation. Okay. Then you want to hydrate it. So after you've done your shampooing with the root cleanse shampoo, then you're going to follow that up with maybe the hydrating shampoo that you can find on my Skin Shop, or the advanced thinning shampoo. Now keep in mind, with the products, I am reviewing everything every quarter, all 250, believe it or not, products that I sell on my Skin Shop. I review the ingredients. So if you do listen to this and then go back onto my Skin Shop and something I've referenced isn't there anymore, maybe I've pulled it and replaced it with something else. So you're always welcome to send me an email. And for those of you who are one-on-one clients of mine, and you need to do another order and you have questions about what I recommend at this time, you know that you get priority access to a 30-minute follow-up session with me to give you that guidance that you need. So the root cleansing shampoo, double shampoo, follow that up with perhaps the advanced thinning shampoo or the hydrating shampoo. Then you're going to go to your conditioner. And yes, basically you're going to be shampooing your hair 2-3 times. Get that scalp really, really, really clean and exfoliated. Do you have recommendations? I'm giving my recommendations. And for specific recommendations for each of you listening, if you need that customized guidance, obviously that's something that I give in a one-on-one session, which you can book over at theschoolofradiance.com. So moisturizing, a really great moisturizing conditioner is the hydrating conditioner that you're going to find on my Skin Shop, as well as the hair mask. There is a fantastic hair mask that's also on my Skin Shop. You're also going to find an argan oil serum too. I love using this argan oil serum after washing the hair. And also before bed, if I'm doing heatless hair curlers, and yes, my heatless overnight hair curler look, I look like I'm from the set of Star Wars. It's really funny, but heatless hair curls overnight is so brilliant. It's so easy. So again, that's the argan oil. And one of the other things that I do like to cover is hair smoothing. So I do have, believe it or not, a keratin smoothing treatment on my Skin Shop too. So just type in the word keratin. You're going to find the detox shampoo. You will also find the detox shampoo. Then you're going to find the hair smoothing treatment product itself, 60 to 90 day lasting on that. And then also a serum. And the serum is a heat protectant. I've been asked many times, Rachel, what do you recommend as a heat protectant? It's the keratin heat protectant. That is on my Skin Shop. All right. So for further information on hair tutorials, that's happening in just a couple of days in my next tutorial, where you will get to see me applying the advanced thinning formula. So there's two hair growth products I'm going to leave you with for specific product recommendations: the hair growth formula or the once a week scalp spray. Obviously, the spray is super convenient. You spray it on your scalp. I show you exactly how to do that in my tutorial. And then the advanced thinning formula, you kind of pour it onto your scalp in a specific fashion. So that's why I sort of need to show you how to use that, which is why in my tutorials, I teach you the basics to advanced skincare protocols, hair care protocols, skin cycling with retinols, peels, masks, and serums. And of course, for dermal rolling, and also advanced protocols too, including the DF Mobile. So this session here was all geared towards dry, sensitive skin, scalp, and hair. Okay. We covered lots of great things. You all had excellent questions. And as a thank you for joining me here, be sure to use promo code MASTERCLASS15 on a one-on-one session with me over at theschoolofradiance.com. If you haven't yet booked that with me, as well as that Masterclass 15 code also applies to my upcoming tutorial. So whatever tutorial is running now, you can use that code. Also, that Masterclass 15 code is going to be applicable onto my membership. So to clarify what each of those three things involve, one-on-one, tutorials, membership, your one-on-one with me is like your cake recipe with which products I recommend for you, as well as different anti-aging rejuvenation solutions with priority follow-up with me as your mentor, okay? Next up are the tutorials. This is like the icing on the cake, how to actually apply your products. The only way I can really teach this stuff is through video, and there's no way I'm doing Get Ready With Me on YouTube and things like that. I'm sorry, that is just not my style. I teach more expert level things, and that's where you'll learn gua sha, facial lymphatic drainage, skincare, makeup, hair care, dermal rolling, skin cycling, biohacking, pre and post rejuvenation recovery as well. So definitely haven't yet joined my tutorials, join my tutorials. And then the membership is like the cherry on top. The cherry on top on how to enter a room and have the right people notice you in the right way at the right time. Basically all the things that I do behind the scenes that I really don't want the general public to know that I know, especially with communication, especially with navigating relationships and negotiation. Basically for a lot of you listening, there's a lot of intuitive empaths here. And there are certain things that we need to know to protect our beauty, to have good values and boundaries. And there's a lot of technology I also use behind the scenes and detox protocols that I don't talk about publicly and that aren't anywhere on my website or on my biohacking page. But these are practices and products that I use that just make a massive difference in enhancing my radiance and allowing me to really have just the right people, the right opportunities show up in the right way at the right time. And it's a really beautiful thing. So the radiance part is learning how to really attract more people that are also radiant to build your community and strengthen the relationships that you already have, being your most beautiful radiant self. If you have any questions whatsoever, send me an email, info@theschoolofradiance.com. That's a wrap for today. I'm about to teach other aesthetic doctors and nurses and clinic owners how to provide incredible rejuvenation. And I also love to teach both the client and the clinician. So thank you so much. Continue to tune in with me for lots of free stuff over at the School of Radiance podcast. Check out theschoolofradiance.com. Book your one-on-one, tutorials, membership. And again, use that code MASTERCLASS15 as thank you so much for joining me here today. Love you all so much. See you again very soon. Bye.